an ordinary heart, an aspiring heart, then that heart is bound to suffer from insecurity and sense of separateness, separativity. That heart will not dare to unify itself with other hearts, with others, thinking that it will lose everything what it already has. An ordinary heart feels that the moment it shares something with others, it will lose something of the reality. But the spiritual heart, transformed heart, feels that the more it identifies itself with other hearts, the sooner it will get peace, light and bliss in abundant measure. A transformed heart is the heart that has established its inseparable eternal oneness with all and sundry, with everyone. An untransformed heart will try to maintain its separate existence because it feels that the moment it becomes one with other hearts or with other human beings, it will not be able to possess the whole in its entirety. But this transformed heart feels it otherwise, that the moment it becomes vast, it will have satisfaction, and the entire creation it will be able to claim as its very own. Here, instead of losing, it feels and it knows that it gains everything, the entire creation plus the Creator Himself. Peace is the best nourishment for the mind, and delight is the best nourishment for the heart, and light is the best nourishment for the body, and power is the best nourishment for the vital. They must feel that what they have achieved is not enough. They must continue. If they have received a dollar worth of peace, then they must try to receive or achieve $10 worth of peace. And if they feel that they have developed an inner muscle today to receive something, or an inner muscle has strengthened their capacity to aspire, then they must continue in order to have more than one muscle. We do. If you have a few strong muscles, you can do push-ups 5 or 10 times. But if you have more strong muscles, then you can do 30, 40, 50. So here, aspiration is also like an inner muscle. If they have developed one inner muscle today, let them continue. Then tomorrow they will develop another inner muscle. This way they can develop a very strong inner physique. Towards the end, when I look at the seekers, I give them my last self-offering. This last self-offering is an inner, say, rain, a shower. The last few minutes, I actually grow into a torrential rain, and I see myself as rain. It's raining heavily. My eyes bring down God's compassion, especially compassion, delight from above, and I grow into a heavy rain. And this rain instead of creating any problem, it only helps the seeker receive as much as they want. Now, about the garland. This garland that I wear is not in any way an act of demonstration towards the end that, look, I have worked very hard in the battlefield of life I came, now I have become victorious, so I deserve this garland of victory. No, this garland I take as a garland of gratitude. I place it around my neck only to show that now this garland is not mine. This garland is yours. I happen to be there acting as a leader, self-imposed leader, you can say, or anything you want to. Now, when there is a group, who receives the garland? The leader receives the garland. But the leader receives the garland on behalf of the group. Each individual member has added to the leader's self-offering. So when I wear the garland at the last moment, only I wear this garland of gratitude on behalf of all the seekers, since I am also a seeker. We are all seekers, but I am playing the role of a leader for a few hours, and when one garland is at our disposal, naturally the leader gets it, but the leader knows perfectly well that it is the collective aspiration of the audience that deserves this garland of gratitude. So I wear the garland of gratitude on behalf of all the seekers. I happen to be a poet, a writer, and playwright. Each thing that I do with a sense of service. I have offered my dedicated service through my poems, through my talks. Now I'm offering my dedicated service through my paintings. Each painting embodies some aspiration of mine. Now this aspiration wants to be of dedicated service to the seekers. People who watch my paintings are seekers, either conscious seekers or unconscious seekers. And just because I happen to be also a seeker with some inspiration, I try to share with them my inspiration through my paintings. Like father, like son, my eternal father, the absolute supreme, I know pretty well. He always transcends himself. So I used to do always what my father does. You enter into your inner consciousness, you are bound to observe how often he transcends himself. There is only one way to transcend oneself, and that is by bringing to the fore the reality that we embody within. Now God always, the Supreme always, transcends his own infinite heights. So just because I know it and I see it, being a devoted instrument, of his, I try to do also the same thing. Each seeker must feel that he or she is a divine instrument, and each seeker must be ready at every moment to please the inner pilot in his own way. Let thy will be done. This is the highest prayer that Mother Earth received from the Son, the Christ. I also wish to say the same thing, that let God's will be done in all of us in His own way. The supreme prayer, the supreme meditation is God for God's sake. God for God's sake. This is my prayer. This is my meditation I wish to offer to the public, to the audience who are going to listen to our soulful, devoted and unconditional self-offering.